Good morning to each one. Bring you Christian greetings in the name of Jesus. It's good to be here again with you. It's like it's been a while, so it's good to come down and on this beautiful Sunday morning. It's just a beautiful weather. Have enjoyed the service. I appreciated Brother Room and your devotion so much. Just thinking about that through the we take it for granted. A lot of us from little on up were taught how God created the world, and when you stop and actually think how he did it, it's amazing. For a message this morning, I do invite you to turn to Philippians chapter 4 for a text. And I like to read verses 1 through 9 and draw a few thoughts from this passage. Ephesians chapter 4, verse 1. Therefore, my dearly beloved and longed for, my joy and crown, so stand fast in the Lord. My dearly beloved, I beseech you, Eudias, and I beseech you, Syntyche, probably not saying that correct, that they be of the same mind in the Lord. And I entreat thee also, true fellowship, true yoke fellow, help those women which labor with me in the gospel, with Clement also, and with my other fellow laborers, whose names are in the book of life. Rejoice in the Lord always. And again I say rejoice. Let your moderation be known unto all men. The Lord is at hand. Be careful for nothing, but in everything by prayer and supplication, with thanksgiving, let your requests be known unto God. And the peace of God, which passes all understanding, shall keep your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. Finally, brethren, whatsoever things are true, whatsoever things are honest, whatsoever things are just, whatsoever things are pure, whatsoever things are lovely, whatsoever things are of a good report, if there be any virtue, and if there be any praise, think on these things. Those things which we have both learned and received and heard and seen in me, do, and the God of peace shall be with you. It's quite a chapter, isn't it? These verses are just kind of packed full of truths which we could spend the rest of the day looking at. So I have a few minutes here I like to look at. But we have Paul writing here. He's writing at the close of this letter to the Philippian church. And he's encouraging them. He's encouraging them. He's encouraging them to stand fast. I had to think of that as we studied their Sunday school lesson, and Paul learned how to do that. There before Felix and before trial, Paul knew where to stand, and that's where he stood. As a challenge for us this morning, stand fast, stand firm. Paul also concludes here that he was longing for his crown. Paul was looking forward to meeting his Lord. But also in verse 4, he talks about rejoicing in the Lord. Rejoice in the Lord. Again, I say rejoice. Let your moderation be known unto men. Be careful for nothing, but in everything by prayer and supplication. With thanksgiving, let your requests be known unto God. Trust that's why you're here this morning. And not only this morning, but throughout every day of your life, that's That's your attitude. That's your prayer of thanksgiving. And the peace of God, which passeth all understanding, shall keep your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. Then Paul goes on and lists the whole things that we are to think about and do. Think on these things. Well, this morning I like to talk about our minds this morning. Our minds. And the title of our message this morning is Living a Renewed Mind. A renewed mind. Paul was in this chapter is trying to get our minds thinking positive. Whatever things are lovely, whatever things are pure, whatever things are just, think on these things. This morning, I like to get our minds stirred this morning. And well, this morning, we're blessed with minds, with a mind. It is something that God has created and placed into each one of us. Is a mind to think. Is a mind to think. The ability to think. There's a brother that just memorized many verses. That's a privilege this morning. And the older I get, I can't memorize like I should or could have, or maybe I don't apply myself. But this morning, God has given us the ability of a mind this morning. That is the ability to think thoughts, process thoughts, store thoughts, memorize, and the list just goes on. It's a gift from God. It's a gift from God. I like to think of our minds as like a little computer we have that we have up here. What it can do, the capability it can do, what it can remember and process and think. And I do not understand this morning how my mind works or how the mind works. But it goes back to our devotions this morning, how God is the creator God, and we could talk about how God created the human body and how God had placed us with a mind that can think, make choices, process thoughts. So different than the animal. Yeah, we're different than the animals. God had created us, a human being, the ability to choose from right and wrong. That's what God did this morning. The ability to choose. And the ability to fill our minds with right things. Positive things. Upbuilding things. The mind this morning is a wonderful thing. In my studies, I was thinking about our thoughts. You're thinking this morning, I can't see your thoughts. I can't read your mind. Sometimes we try to read people's minds. Maybe you do it to your wife, or your wife does it to you. And, you know, we people that we're around all the time, they're thinking, we're trying to wonder what's going through their mind. But this morning, I can't read your mind. I know you're thinking. And you can't read my mind. You have an idea what's going through my mind. God does. God, he knows our thoughts. Far off. Our thoughts. How many do we think in a day? My study was saying that Psalms say that we think up to 60,000 thoughts a day. Probably the time you wake up in the morning till the time you lay your head on the pillow at night and you go into sleep world. But while you're awake, there's thoughts that are coming through your mind this morning that you're processing. So that number, I don't know how they know how many thoughts you think in a day or not, give or take. But it gives an idea that goes through your mind. And the question is this morning, what kind of thoughts go through this little mind in a day? What's your thought life this morning? What kind of thoughts go through your mind today as you're about your work, as you're driving down the road, as you're doing the household duty, as you're doing the daily grind of life? What is going through this mind in a day? The 6,000 or 10,000 or 20,000 thoughts that God has created a mind to process. What is it going through your mind in a day? Are they upbuilding thoughts? Are they positive thoughts? Are they lovely thoughts? Are they true thoughts? And the list goes on. Or are they negative thoughts, impure thoughts? So this morning we can have a thinking pattern that no one really knows anything about. For a while, I had to think, it'd be something, if at the end of the day, we could take our thoughts and download them. Just an idea I came across when I was studying. At the end of the day, before I go to sleep, I would have the capability of downloading my thoughts. And I could download them and I could print them out. And each one of us could do that. And you could see where my thought pattern actually is. And also, it would give a time, how long I was dwelling on a thought. There'd be a time there. And you could go down there, yeah, 12:30. Yes, I do remember thinking. Now, this seems like that's an impossible. Would you be embarrassed to show your dad that sheet of paper, or your pastor, or your wife, or your husband? What kind of thoughts, what would it look like? You could see where your mind is at, and where your mind is. You could soon detect where your thought pattern is. So this morning, it's serious to see what you're doing with your thoughts. What are you doing with your thoughts? When a thought comes to my mind, the question is, what am I doing with it? Especially a bad thought, etc. Do I dwell on it? Do I ponder it in my mind because I like it or I like thinking about it? And this morning, we can't control our thoughts that comes. We see something or, you know, thoughts come. It's the old saying, you know, you can't keep the birds from flying over the head, but you can keep them from making nests in your hair. And that's, I remember hearing that from growing up years. That's controlling our thought life this morning, because we're driving down the road, we see something, boom, that thought hits us. But the question is, what am I doing with that thought? Do I erase it? Get it out of my mind. Think about something else. It's what I do with it. Or do I keep thinking about letting it dwell in my mind? And soon, it just that thought builds on another thought, and another thought. After a while, I'm on it. I have a mind that's spinning and producing, starting down a road, and I'm pure or negative or whatever you want to put in there, a thought life that is not God-honoring. And then sad actions will reveal what my thought life is. My actions will reveal what my thought life is. Proverbs 23:7 says, "For as a man thinketh in his heart, so is he." So the proverb is saying, so if a man that is has his mind in the gutter or has a heart that is toward whatever he's dwelling on his thought, that is who he is. And it's going to come out who he is. It's going to come out. So as he thinketh in his heart, so is he. Eat and drink, saith he, to thee, but his heart is not with thee. What I think, what I dwell on in my mind will affect my outward actions. Or what's in my heart. And this morning, we talked about the power of the mind this morning. And we're talking about the power of the mind that God has so created and put in here. The ability to use it is a wonderful gift that God has given to us. And what it can do, and the power to think. But on the other hand, this power of the mind needs to be controlled and governed and trained by right thinking. By right thinking. So if I spend a lot of time thinking impure thoughts, it's going to lead to some impure actions. It's just the way it works. Or some unwholesome in general thoughts will lead to some word of actions. If I have negative thoughts about my brother that's sitting beside me here, it will lead to a hatred for him. Because all I can do is think about the negative side of him. What he does wrong. How he lives his life. And everything he does is wrong. And we just soon have this whole matter of, and it leads to hatred toward him. But if I can control my thoughts in a positive way this morning toward my brother and sister, that I'm not going to dwell on the negative. Now, if there's needs in his life, I think we need to go talk to him. If it really matters to him, go in prayer and brotherly love and concern. But if it's just them little nagging things that just irritate us all the time, we'll soon despising him. But if I can control my thoughts toward him, think positive thoughts toward him, train my mind to look at the good points, which he has this morning. We all have this morning. We don't need to sit here and whether that brother has any or not. He does. Just open our eyes and see them. Dwell on the positive side of his good points and his strong points. Oh, that'll develop a love for the brother like you never knew him before. That's what I'm getting at this morning. Our thought lives. It's so easy this morning to fall into the mindset of thinking negative about others. I don't know if you find yourself in that trap or not. But it's so easy. It's like a path. That you start going down and it's a well-worn path, but your mind, you meet someone. Someone comes in, it's a stranger, but you evaluate their life and some of their actions and how they're, it's negative. For you know, we have all these surmising about someone that when we start sorting them through, it's really not true, but it started with a negative mind thinking toward them. And for you know, we write them off because what they said or their conduct or whatever it is. And we draw up so many conclusions about them and we end up with the wrong conclusions. But it started with a thinking pattern that needs changed. All wrong thing. In my research as well, I found that 80% of our thoughts, or people's thoughts, are negative. Now, how do they know that? I don't know. And yet, I believe it. I believe it. 80% of thoughts that go through people's minds throughout the day are negative. Wow, brothers and sisters. I hope that's not our testimony this morning. So this morning, that the 6,000 or 10,000 thoughts that go through Kevin Rife's mind this morning are a negative thought pattern. Or you put your name there this morning. Is that actually true? Well, this morning, yes, you meet people in general. When you're meeting people, people's thoughts tend to be on the negative side. People are negative. There's always something wrong with the weather. even on this beautiful day. There's always something wrong with the boss. Or there's always something wrong at work or the coworker. There's always something wrong with my wife or my husband. The marriage partner. The marriage isn't going like it should be. So we go down here, talk about our lives, and yeah, there's this. There's always something wrong about my health. My doctor, my church, my family, my neighbor, and the list just goes on and on. It's because we have trained our minds to look at the negative thing in life. And this morning, how many times we probably heard someone talk about their marriage partner, and they forgot about the day they stood and made some wonderful vows before God, and that they're going to promise to be faithful to them. And we forget about, but also we realize that, yeah, we didn't realize this person, yeah, our married, you know, we go down these roads and we got to know them better now, and they're not what we thought. And how can we be positive? What is a negative thought? It's an automatic, pessimistic thought that can make you feel sad, anxious, or angry. A negative thought this morning is anything that is the opposite of upbuilding, positive, upbuilding. A negative thought pattern in mind that thinks on the wrong thing will lead to wrong actions. It is serious. This is serious to get on top of the right thinking pattern. And when you get on the right, when you get your mind thinking on positive things, it can be a blessing to your own life and to others. A wrong thinking pattern, whatever it is this morning, and that pattern, how my mind thinks, will lead to serious consequences this morning. What my mind thinks, there is going to be a price tag that comes with a negative thought pattern. And I had to think this morning, when a person comes to the end of his road of life and says, life is not worth living this morning. And someone takes their own life. And you're like, how'd you get here? How could someone decide to the point of ending and taking life in their own hands? Well, if you would back up, maybe it probably started out here with a negative thinking pattern. About themselves, yes. About others, yes. About how hard their life they have it, yes. And the list just goes on and on until you get into this world of all you can think about yourself, to the point that you don't think life is worth living anymore. Everyone's against you. Yes, everyone's out to get you. And we say, how could you get there? That's what happens when you go down a path of wrong thinking patterns and where it'll lead you this morning. Or if I have a lot of impure thoughts going through my mind a day, it will lead to a serious sin of action, whatever it is. Fantasizing, whatever it is, not healthy, will lead to a serious consequences and actions. Lord, help us. Well, that was the negative side of the message. We're going to swing to the positive side. That's my second part of my message this morning. What is the answer for a positive thought life? What is the answer? Is there any answers this morning? Oh, this is just how I'm made. I'm just more of a negative person. No, brothers and sisters, we can swing out of that and swing to the right. What is the answer? Can I have a positive thought life this morning? Can I change the 80% of those negative thoughts to 80% or 100% positive thoughts that go through this mind a day? Yes, brothers and sisters, I can. And how can I this morning? It is not on your own strength this morning. Brothers and sisters, if you're trying to do this on your own strength, you will fail. But I need the help of my Lord Jesus this morning. Going back, Philippians, our text here. And the peace of God, verse 7. And the peace of God, which passes all understanding, shall keep your hearts and what else? Minds. Through Christ Jesus. There's the answer this morning. Paul is saying, no, think on these things. Have a positive thought life. How can I do it? Well, there's got to be a change of heart, brothers and sisters, number one. And also a change of mind. Do you have a change of heart and mind through Christ? Do you have peace with God? Do you have a relationship with God? That is where it needs to start. It starts with God this morning. Being filled with our Lord Jesus and being connected to him is the answer to a start to a positive thought life. Turn over to Romans chapter 12. Verse 1 and 2, I beseech you therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that ye present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy, acceptable unto God, which is your reasonable service, and be not conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind, that it may prove to what is good and acceptable and perfect will of God. This morning, brothers, I don't know what we'd do without God's inspiring word this morning, that where we can go to. But these verses lay it out. So can I have a positive thought life? Yes. What is the answer? That we may present our bodies a living sacrifice, Paul is saying. Holy, acceptable unto God, and be not conformed to this world, but be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind. What is Paul saying? There's got to be a change taking place in your life. This is not something that we do on our own strength, but when I come to the foot of the cross, allow my Lord Jesus to transform me into a new life. And that transform is not conformed to this world, but be transformed is that metamorphosis, we call it, that caterpillar that goes in the cocoon, and he's laying and he's in the cocoon, he's whatever he does in there in that dirt environment, but as he does that metamorphosis process, I'm not a scientist this morning, but I understand when it comes out into a beautiful butterfly. And I love that example of you and I this morning living, having a negative thought life pattern. And this morning, if I allow the Lord Jesus to change my life, change from that old pattern to a new thought pattern this morning by having a transforming working power in my life this morning and having a renewed mind this morning. Transformed, changed, renewed. Here it is. Here's the answer. We all been born, have a human nature and with a perverse and negative mind. We all have a nature to have a negative mindset, a corrupt mind, that our mind is always on the left field. But that can and needs to change when I accept my Lord Jesus and let him renew my mind. Renew my mind. And he will do that. He's got the power to do this. I don't need to live with a sick mind this morning. And I know this morning we can go out here and there's a lot of help for sick minds. There's a lot of things you can go on for sick minds. And I'm not saying there's never a place for it. But this morning, we got to come back to the foundation of renewed mind in Jesus Christ. If that is not there, all else will fail this morning. We got to come back to the foundation of the word. And that is having the Lord Jesus to come down and renew our minds this morning. Change us from that old
life, the old negative, to the positive and the new life. The new life that Christ has waiting for us. You can picture that beautiful butterfly fluttering around. That's been changed from that old caterpillar, that ugly looking caterpillar, to that new butterfly this morning. Brothers and sisters, we can be changed. And we know this morning we don't enjoy being around negative people, that all they can do is fuss and complain. But we enjoy when we're around a believer that's been changed, that has an outlook on life. Yes, it doesn't say that their life is just going wonderful and everything is going great and everything is just beautiful and everything is just fine. But no, they have found beyond the trying circumstances to point forward to Jesus Christ and having a positive mind and having a smile on their face reveals that there's joy in the heart that Paul was talking about here in Philippians 4. So this morning, can I have a renewed mind? Yes, I can. Can I have a positive thought life? Yes, I can. But I got to come back. Allow the Lord Jesus just to change this old life of Kevin Rife into a new life. Same way with yours. Thank the Lord that we can live a renewed mind. Change from living a life of sin to a life of born again, transformed mind in Christ. 2 Timothy 1 verse 7, for God hath not given us a spirit of fear, but a power and of love and of what else is he saying? And of a sound mind. Sound mind. Yes. Sound mind. Romans 8 verse 6, but to be carnally minded is death, but to be spiritually minded is life and peace. What's he talking about? He's bringing our verses that our minds need to be spiritually minded. And with that becomes a life of peace and rest. When I have my mind. Going back over to Philippians chapter 2, talking about the mind of Christ. Philippians 2. Verse 1, if there be any consolation, any in Christ, any comfort of love, any fellowship of the Spirit, any bowels and mercies, fulfill ye my joy that ye be like-minded, having the same love, being of one accord, one mind. Brothers and sisters, beauty, when there's brotherhood, that can become like-minded. Now you're saying, well, God didn't create us with the same. No, he didn't. But we got to have the mind of Christ. Doesn't say we always will agree whether we should do this or that in brotherhood. But it's when I have that mind of Christ living in my mind, in my heart and life, and you get a group of brothers and sisters that have that same goal and that same desire, experience in their own life, they become like-minded. What else does he say? How can we do this? Let nothing be done through strife or vainglory, but in lowliness of mind, let each esteem other better than themselves. Look not on every man on his own things, but every man on the things of others. Let this mind be in you, which also was in Christ Jesus. Talking about the mind of Christ this morning. There it is. There it is, brothers and sisters. Let this mind be in you, which also was in Christ. Then he goes on to say how he was willing to leave the glories of heaven and come down as a humble servant, to the point that he went to the foot of the cross and gave his, or went to the cross and gave his life. So you and I can have that likeness, mindfulness of Jesus Christ living in change this carnal, corrupt mind of Kevin Rife into a mind of Christ. Butterfly. That forfeit is changed. Let's have this mind of Christ living in us. And lastly, one last point yet. We need to have our minds, have God transform us in the power
and have our minds renewed, but we also need then to program our minds to think different and to fill our minds on the right things. This morning we need that transforming power needs to take place so I can get out of the gutter and think positive. But this morning it's not going to stay positive if I don't fill my mind with something. So, driving down the road and memorizing scripture, wonderful thing to do. That's filling your mind. This morning, there's a lot of things our minds get attached. There's a lot of things in this world get our mind's attention. It takes discipline. It takes whether if it's, you know, there's YouTubes and there's music and it's just at our fingertips. What is going in our mind? Brother and says, friend, the things out this world are not going to fill our minds with the things of the Lord. Now we can turn to nature like our brother, which, yes, one thing. But the corruption of this world is to pollute our minds. And we have an enemy that's behind all this thing is wants our minds to be corrupt. And he will do it this morning. He will do it. He's good at it. And you don't know it, what's going through my mind through the week. I don't know your thoughts. You don't know my thoughts. But after a while, my actions will reveal what's in my mind and heart. Can't hide it. So this morning, we need to fill our minds. What we put in our minds determines what comes out in our words and actions. Philippians 4, Paul says, think on positive, good things. Finally, brethren, whatsoever things are true, and whatsoever things are honest, and whatsoever things are just, and whatsoever things are pure, and whatsoever things are lovely, whatever things are of good report. How many times do we love to hear a bad report about something? Maybe it's the neighbor church down the road. Maybe it's someone we don't really care for. We're tuned in for the negative report. Oh, yes, and we run with it, and we fuel it a little bit and go tell someone else about it. That's just how we are this morning. But Paul says, dwell on the good reports. Whatsoever things are of a good report, if there be any virtue, if there be any praise, think on these things. That's positive mind thing. That's what we have to do this morning. Every day, we have to choose what I'm going to fill my mind with. Remember, 6,000 thoughts, 10,000, 20,000, 30,000, 40,000, 60,000. They say are going through my mind a day. What is going through my mind this morning? That at night I can lay down and lay my head on my pillow and my life can be at peace because I know it was all good. It's all good. Think on these things. What paths are your mind thinking? Shared this message at our church. Our brother shared it's like cattle. I really like this. It's like cattle. You know how you have cattle out in a pasture, you have cows. I remember going out and getting the cows, and they always had, as you get closer to the barn, there was this path. They come from this direction, but to the barn, they all met down to one path, and the path wasn't very wide, but it was about this wide, and the cows and the path was smooth, and it was fun. Yeah, it was just neat how cows have their paths. What does your mind look like this morning? It can be good paths, good thinking, or are they negative paths, old paths that you just feel like your mind is on a path that just, it's a negative path life, a thought life. It just goes negative. Or is it a positive that pointing to God's word, his son and him and his son Jesus? Well, this morning, I needed this message in my own life this morning. And I trust that we can go through life with good thinking patterns that will produce good fruit from our lives. that we could honor and glorify our Heavenly Father. Let's pray.